Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 21st, 2006. Today's message is titled, Small Things. The scripture text is from John 6, verse 9. Proceed and read the text to us today.
Here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many?
Allow me to share a story today illustrating with something that just happened in my life. We joined another couple for dinner in a restaurant. Following the meal, I called the server over to thank him and also gave him a small magnet with a photo and scripture verse on it. He looked at the card, read it, and thanked me as he went back to work. 10 or 15 minutes later, as we were leaving the restaurant, I heard someone behind me calling out, "Mr. Weber!" I turned around to respond and realized it was the server. He told me, "You just wouldn't believe how much I needed to read the message on this card today." Boy, that little act sure made my day. And I'm not sure how he knew my name was Mr. Weber. It wasn't on the card. Perhaps he asked one of our friends. I believe that most of what will happen today to honor God and help others will be really small things. They may seem insignificant at the time. Today's scripture portion is taken from the account of the feeding of the 5,000. Our human inclination in dealing with the dilemma described in the story would be to hire a huge restaurant like McDonald's, or we would need a government agency to come in and deal with the problem. But it didn't work that way, and so often it still doesn't today. I want to consider the boy in today's story. I wonder if, seeing the need, he approached one of the disciples with his lunch. I wonder if he was mature enough to feel sort of foolish to think that his offering could make any difference. I wonder if any of his friends might have taunted him for his irrational thinking. But Jesus used that little lunch, miraculously multiplying its impact and meeting the needs of all who were present. I recall a phrase from my years of ministry training, "Do something big for God," which is a great aspiration. But something big for God is really often only a series of small, apparently insignificant attempts to be the salt of the earth Jesus called us to be. Most of us are just not in a place today that we can do something really big for God, but we can all seek ways to let our light shine to a dark world around us. Let us do so today.
Jesus, my little becomes great as you inspire me to do good works in your name. Help me not to look at my limited abilities, wisdom, or resources. I don't give to others according to my limitations, but I give to others from the abundance of your blessings that you've poured into my life. Today, direct my footsteps according to your word as you give opportunity for divine encounters this day. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer with us, Brooksine. We are a Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and each day we are privileged to share these messages through the internet, on an email list, on a website, and in the case of you folks listening to this, through the audio or podcast version. A couple of other notes today. Last week we received a note from a reader that well expresses the message today. She was actually responding to a message I wrote in honor of my mother who passed away last November. This reader writes, "The older I get, the more I realize that it is in the small moments that we can affect others' lives forever. Grand accomplishments mean nothing. Brightening a single moment in even one person's life in a day means the world to Christ, I am discovering." And that's a good thought that certainly relates to today's message. Well, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site today. I do have a picture of that magnet, the picture magnet I used, and I also have a page that I've made. In fact, I will be making, as I make the podcast today, because it's not complete, and I want to get this message out anyway, but that describes this particular evangelism strategy of making little magnets that you can give to others. And I'm going to tell people how to do it on my website today. There are a couple of samples of what those magnet cards look like. Basically, it's a business card-sized message with on, just placed on a magnet. And you've seen them probably, pizza shops, according to where you live. And we just just the last couple of weeks been distributing these quite frequently, and believe they might have a lasting blessing ability in people's lives. In fact, any listener that would like to receive one, the website has my address on it. Just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we checked, and here in the United States, a first-class stamp is sufficient. I'm not sure how it'll work if you're from another country. Please send adequate postage, though, to cover the return. We'll send you one of those stamps, and you can see what they look like, and hopefully you can use it or just keep in your home as well. Also on the site today, there are a couple of ready-made templates that can be printed out, and you can begin today to make your own. You can get the stamp stock at any office supply store, the magnet stock at any office supply store. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and keep letting your light shine even in the little things.